Welcome to the NDB Sunday Show with me, Christine. It is August, and it was in August last year that Neil De Beer passed away. The show, the NDB Sunday Show, as you know, is named after him, after his regular appearance on the show with me for over 2 years. To remember him. Not that anybody has forgotten him, who could possibly do that. We bring you some of his more memorable utterances. Please join me as this business production team takes us down memory lane with Neil De Beer.
Well, Neil, meanwhile, President Cyril Ramaphosa has been very busy signing into law a number of controversial bills. Do you attach any significance to the timing and the nature of these bills, now laws?
Utter rubbish. Signed with a crayon. He might as well have taken a nice bit of water-dosed paint and thrown it on a windscreen. To go and stand there and tell the people that he is going to give everybody in this country medical aid and medical care across the board. His henchmen walking around on social media on record and telling the people of this country that after the 1st of June, you can walk into any hospital and get care. And then a day later, then the people that are really the pundits, they come up and they go, no, this will only be rolled over for the past the next 10 years. Who rubbished who here? And this is a travesty of justice of what this ANC has done, not for 10 years, not for 20 years, but for 30 years, continually you're serving up hogwash. And this is wrong, because we are not talking about promising people that they will get housing, promising that we'll build more schools, promising that we will fix potholes. This is life or death for certain people, Chris. Healthcare is something that has got a life bearing. And to use this as a matter of electioneering, because that's what it is. He used it. He used that so that he can sign it in. And on Sunday, and lach. And then he stands and says, now I've found my pen. Well, listen to me, Sukhi Sarol. We don't need to find a pen. We bloody have many pens. And the minute that we get into government, the same pens that you use to sign in the ballot book, to sign in the NHI bill, we're going to sign it out. Because it is absolutely wrong to go and tell people this kind of smokescreen on the back of getting your party, which is a last kicking dying entity, more votes. My ma so gesaid, skaam jy nie jouself nie. Jy kan nie skaamte nie. Sies.
Here it is. On Biznews. Crescendia. Statement. The African National Congress, in the 30 years that they now govern, could not make the transition between liberation movement fighting a common enemy to a successful government. Because the actual enemy that they needed to focus on today is poverty, the economy, and they can't do it. We had Mandela, and nothing actually happened in the Mandela era to advance the meat and potatoes. It was just, thank you. That's what we had. We had Madiba. Then we had Mbeki, the massive failure of AIDS, the massive slander that HIV does not cause AIDS, the destructive failure in his term not to roll out ARVs, his distinctive attitude that he needed to run it. And I'll tell you, Mbeki was not a Democrat. He was a bureaucrat, that we know. didn't see his term through. Then we had this scandal where we saw Zuma coming up, but all his court cases, bringing South Africa onto the front line for the exact wrong reason, where Zuma decided to become president, but first had to free himself of justice. The strategic implementation of, and people forget, Kgalema Motlanthe. People forget that Kgalema Motlanthe was the third president of this republic, although he was only the president for a year. In other words, he was put there so that he could keep the seat warm for Jacob Zuma. Then Zuma takes over. So again, Chris, Mandela, one term. Mbeki, 1.5 term. Kgalema Motlanthe, not even a term. And then Jacob Zuma, by hook or crook, beats everybody and gets the seat as president. And who does he make as deputy president? Our friend Saul ends up as VP.
You know, Chris, I wonder if I'm the only South African that gets an absolute chill. Here's an Afrikaans word, poepenjaars. Now, poepenjaars is the small little horrific part from the back of your backside to the beginning of your spine. That is exactly the feeling that I get chilled in my poepenjaars when they are telling me that Cyril Ramaphosa is having a family meeting. Now, I can tell you that I'm not the only South African that gets the chills of the poepenjaars when it is said that he's having a family meeting. We can recall when the Honorable President used to have them during COVID and used to start off with my fellow South Africans. Kyk, dan hardloop my moermeter faster than a Ferrari on an autobahn. I looked at him several times. And Chris, that what makes it worse is this is our president, a man that we should be revering, a person that we should be proud of. I am not. Because whilst he was standing and calling us fellow South Africans, this government stole more than 500 billion rand worth of COVID money. So I'm sorry, every time I see this man calling a family meeting, that thing comes up and then pala pala. Well, Chris, I'm clear. I have, every time that I have got up in my life, fought for justice. Justice is the cornerstone and truth will follow. I joined the apartheid state on several levels of uniform because at that point, at the age of 18, I thought what I was fighting for was just and true. I went to the border, I served my time in war, and I gave more time to that state at that time, as you know. But at a point, the apartheid system, to me, became unjust. And that was my reasoning to then support, in 1988, the formation of me taking part in the then combative struggle. Not because of black and white, but because of injustice. A person has the right to come to that pinnacle point in his mind to adjudicate what is right and what is wrong. Some people make that decision, but they go on with life and don't get up to fight for it. I did. I got up and I said, this is an injustice. We can't continue with it. So I joined Umkhonto we Sizwe, fought for that liberation, and drank the Oros that was served by Nelson Mandela. That same party who cost me so much by family members walking away, public hating me and my own tribe, trying to annihilate me because I stood up for what I thought was right. Heaven behold, 30 years later, that which I sacrificed so much, and you know the book, you read our book, you know my journey, to then come to another dawning.
that the same bloody group who you gave your blood for have become no better than the apartheid government. Now there Neil de Beer sits and goes, ay, 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 ay. I didn't see it. I'm not going to do this. And then I bloody did it. I got up again, Chris, 4 years ago. And I said, this is wrong. Here we go again. So I got up and I fought for the past 4 years to ensure that that right must be fixing the wrong. It's cost me so much.
Lastly, Neil, I know you were disappointed that you didn't make it to Parliament, but with everything that's happening now, surely there must be a sense of relief.
I think the upside, Chris, where I sit right now is I have an opportunity, without fear or favour, without being muted, without being silenced, to speak the truth. When you sit in it, and here I'm going to give you an absolute great cliche I heard from a guy from the security services. He said to me one day, he said to me, Neil, when a mongoose falls into a pit of cobras, the only prayer you have is that the mongoose remains a mongoose. I am sitting and saying I am disappointed that I can't go add the value in this parliament, that I can't, what I give you every Sunday, go slap it to them and go give them the people's opinion about the truth without fear or without favour. I've been in that pit of cobras. I am happy to declare I took a couple of nips, I took a couple of bites, I took a couple of hissing, but here's the thing, Neil de Beer remains a mongoose, and I am not scared of these cobras, no matter whom they are, because some of them are just spitting cobras. En die ding van 'n spuit en spuk cobra is that even when a twig goes up and down of a branch, it spits at that. So I'm sitting in a classic position where we can give you the truth, where I can give you my opinion, but I'm not tarnished by being silenced. Not that I would have been if I was in any case. Chris, yeah, I think one interesting fact is I'd like to read the following names. Jacob Zuma, Brian Molefe, Mandling Dieta, Siyabonga Gama, Floyd Chivambu, Dr. John Slope, Lucky Montana, and Mr. Money. If you had to have the 10 most unscrupulous, accused people that harmed this country on all levels of state capture, SOE collapse, and debatably the country's collapse, that's your most 10 wanted poster right there to the people of this republic. The reason I joined politics. I want to tell you that looking to these pale blue eyes, I am a grandfather, I am a dad, I am a South African. My time in politics might not be forever, but I will tell you, I have weathered huge storms, Chris, in my life. I have had cancer 3 times now, without anybody knowing. I have been campaigning and working for years through chemotherapy and every day, fighting to survive. Like cancer, like your own personal strives, and like South Africans battle every day their own fight. My dream and my request and prayer is that we find that South Africa that we all truly believe it can be. That we really stretch amongst ourselves, no matter religion, color, skin, or pigmentation, and realize that this country's true potential lies not in its beauty just of geography, but in the souls of every person who says that they are a South African.
And this is something I am proud of. This is something I live for. And at times, we're willing to die for. We don't need to feel that we are not on top of the world. We need to put leaders that will take us to the top of our world. And that is my solemn prayer.
Neil, what would you like to say to your army of BizNews supporters?
Thank you so much for building this show with Chris and I, a normal old man and a stunning lady that just give our heart's opinion. It's easy to tell our story because it's only the truth. You must remember a lie, and we're not scared. We get threatened on the show. We get told to shut up. Never. So for you, thank you for making this show possible and taking us from 20,000 views a week to more than 100,000. It means our message. Secondly, do not give up on the future of this country. Do not become negative of the rubbish that happens every day. Although we do a show of expose, just remember we do it because we want to change this country. This country cannot be changed by politicians. This country can be changed by you. So please, every day, make a change. And lastly, I want to thank Chris. I want to thank Alec. I want to thank the people that are unseen, the people that now have to, on a Sunday, edit and produce the show, the wonderful team behind Chris. I want to thank them. Thank my God Almighty. And all the well wishers. I cannot say in words, thank you enough. So, ki kara te ka. Ki kara te ka. This is the thing I leave you with. On your money, on the South African coat of arms, you'll see funny little letters at the bottom. It is Khoisan. It is in actual fact the South African national slogan. It replaced the Latin of ex unitatem vires, which used to mean unity in strength. The new one is the karateka. And what does that mean? Unity in diversity. Eenheid en diversiteit.
Sukie Cyril.
Sukie Cyril Kapkyk. Mugu Cyril. President Cyril Suki Ramaphosa, Mr. Paul Mashitile, ek dra nog dokkets, our old friend again, Paul Slimy Mashitile. Paul, ek is onrelevant, babyface Mashitile.
Helen Godzilla.
Helen Zilla, a.k.a. in certain people's view, Godzilla.
Bekie tafelkie stoelkie bloody tele.
Bekie tafelkie stoelkie tele, ek skreef vir amal.
Thank God and all other thunder that we are getting rid of Bekie tele. I mean, what a astronomic day. If they told me a scoop of rum and raisin or getting Mr. Hat out, it'll be Mr. Hat.
Bekie stoelkie tafelkie tele.
Frikkie malema.
Is a red jelly tot.
Julius, commanding chief, honorable leader, president, dictator Gaddafi Idi Amin Dada.
Julius Frikkie Malema.
Julius Jelly Tot Malema.
The Honorable Minister of Agriculture, John Deere. John Steinhuisen.
Pieter Groenewald, as you know, the doc, Angie Mucheka, the Minister of Not So Good Defense.
Mr. Pomp and Ceremony.
Talium Poffel.
Yeah, I think his nickname in the EFF is Honorary Butler.
Mr. Jacob Gelly Tlekle Zuma.
Herman Mashaba, as we know him, I call him Mr. I and Me.
Ek doen baie min vir Kile.
Uncle Gwede.
For Kile Mbalula. Mr. Fix It Nothing.
Those were some of the most memorable utterances of late Neil de Beer. on the NDP Sunday Show with me, Christine. Rest in peace, Neil. Nobody has forgotten you.
Start your day a step ahead. BizNews Insider. It delivers the business stories that matter every morning straight to your inbox, sharp, fast, and free. Subscribe now.